Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
First Republic Bank.
Let's talk about some
First
domestic
Republic
banks.
Bank falls to its all-time low.
Yes.
Right now. So is this a good time to buy it? Or will this be the next contestant?
Ian, can I give you some context?
Contestant over the boat to be thrown over the boat?
I'm gonna reference what we talked about last week about profitability. I'm gonna just give context here. So the bank, right? First Republic Bank has tumbled 90% over the past month. 90%. 80% since March 8th.
Buy the dip.
These thoughts are Rashad Bilal's only.
Well, we just spoke about money being insured, and when there's regional banks and we see a SVB and we saw what happened there, people start going to get their money. Now, this statistic is very important. 68% of the money, the deposits that are in First Republic were uninsured. 68%. When people, right?
Can you tell them what that means?
So that means after $250,000, right? That is guaranteed to you by the bank. If something happens to the bank, you're guaranteed that. Anything over that limit,
loss.
We don't have it. Yes. We don't have it. And so if 70% of the money that's inside of these banks is not insured, well, if I see regional banks going down because of liquidity issues, then the first thing that I'm thinking as a customer is, okay, I need to take my money out. Mm-hmm. I have to go get my money as fast as possible. Now, what that does for regional banks, it tanks the regional banks.
But yes.
The inverse of that is, what does it do to the major banks? What does it do to Wells Fargo? What does it do to Bank of America? What does it do to Chase? More money gets put into those banks. And so if we're
thinking
about... Wells
Fargo should be going under, though. I'm going to go on the record. But everyone else should be safe. But Wells Fargo is... I don't know how they're still alive.
So last week alone, based on what was happening with regional banks, just for more context, Bank of America received $15 billion in deposits last week alone. Just Bank of America.
So, all right. So for these regional banks, what you're saying essentially is that as long as there's more money coming in than going out, it's okay. But as soon as it reverses and there's more money that is going out than is going in, everything falls apart.
Potentially.
That's a Ponzi scheme.
Listen, we can dress it up and call it anything else. And listen, the people are not stupid. Like, when you have a feeling that something isn't right, and we haven't all been able to put our finger on it, but it's like, how is everything falling apart and then the banks are worried? I've never, in a recession or dramatic pullback like this, seen so many bank executives also be quiet. They also haven't rolled out Warren Buffett to say that the American economy is stronger than ever. This is when you know the economy is good. He's going to be on with Becky Quick. Shout out to Becky on CNBC. He's going to have a little Coca-Cola cup. And he's going to say, no, the American economy is stronger than ever. Me and Charlie have been sitting around discussing. If you hold the S&P for 80 years, everything. He hasn't said a fucking word yet. That's how you know it has been. And they're coming to him. And they flew to Omaha, I think 20 banks. And they're working out a deal right
11.
Now.
That's where I was going next, Ian, because this is the interesting part, right? When we see these regional banks going down, who do you think is making the call to come help them out? The big boys, right? And so as withdrawals slowed down, there was a consortium of 11 banks, including JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America. They all banded together to announce a $30 billion deposit into First Republic. We have to stabilize them and keep them alive because we can't have people talking like this guy. We don't want anybody talking like this guy. And so they're putting money into those banks, into the bank to say, all right, let's stabilize it. Let's keep it afloat.
And when we kept saying, hey, these artists are selling their rights to their catalog for a reason. This is no different than Sony buying up all the small labels or when Def Jam was partnering with Rockefeller and Murder, Inc. and Rough Riders back in the day. It's the same process. Please write this in chat. Mass consolidation is a way to form a quiet monopoly. So now if I'm a bank and you come to me and say, hey, your bank's going to go out of business, I'm going to give you some capital. Am I giving you that capital for free? Or now do I have a vested interest in your business and now either own parts of your business or you have to pay me a dividend for a certain period of time? This is the easiest way for the too big to fail banks to become even bigger. This is why I always say, if it's not in the top three, don't touch it. Anything else can have risk because you're not just worried about when things are good. You have to focus your portfolio. What do you do when it's hell on earth? Who will survive? In the banking space, it's always going to be JP Morgan. It's going to be Goldman, Morgan Stanley, BlackRock, Blackstone. And then Bank of America is like B tier. Like it's like Austin Reeves on the Lakers right now cooking, but still not Braun. Like I love Brian Moynihan. Big fan, but Bank of America is not the big player in their space. And even if you look since the recession of 2008, they went from 253 to a high of $49. They're currently at 27. Great if you invested from 2008, but if you've invested in 2020 at around like $19, you haven't seen that much gain. Safe, but they're not the biggest player in their space. Consolidation, mass consolidation is the easiest way to build a quiet monopoly.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop, mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.